Okay, good morning. We're going to learn for Rav Shlomo for Chana Bas Esther. Today, Bahar Bukul Kosai, we'll learn a little about Ribbis. Ribbis is going to be one of the most fascinating halachas in all of the Torah. And the reason why Ribbis, I think, is fascinating is when I started studying economics in college, I got all confused by this particular Esther. Because when you're a kid, you're like, okay, you can't lend money with interest, because if I lend for $10, it's wrong for me to take back $11. But then when you really start to understand, why do people lend with interest? It's basically to cover themselves, because competing with interest is inflation. So for example, today, in a store, if I have $10, I could buy one Twix bar. Well, let's make it easier for our purposes. If I have $10, I could buy 10 Twix bars. What's going to happen as the years go by? I cannot buy, let's say I lend you the $10, and you give me back $10 a year later. Those $10 could only buy 9 Twix bars. I'm going to need $11 to buy the 10th Twix bar. So there's an inflation that the objects are worth more. Because the objects are worth more, the value of the money has gone down. The only way to compensate me for that particular money would be to give me back the $11. So it's not so much charging interest shouldn't be usher, because it should be something that is necessary in order to encourage me to lend money. We do many things that encourage people to lend money. We have a pros bowl, etc. Shalai tinel delos b'tnei lav. Secondly, it's not a prohibited event, for example, because, as a matter of fact, it's only something that is usher within the family, so to speak. Is it usher to lend money to a Jew, but with interest? But to a goy, it's perfectly acceptable. It's a perfectly acceptable practice. Now, if you really get into the psukim, also the psukim when it comes to ribbis are very confusing. The psukim tell us the following. It says that when you want to lend money and your friend needs money, al tikach mito neshech v'tarbis, v'yarasa me'elekecha, you should fear God, v'chayachich imech. So that's question number one and a half. Is the words v'yarasa me'elekecha, you're supposed to fear God. When do we use the term v'yarasa me'elekecha? So Tosfos Kiddushin tells us the following. For example, it says, m'pnei seva taku v'yarasa me'elekecha. Why does it say v'yarasa me'elekecha? Because I could pull a fast one. What's that? There's an old guy walking near me, and I really should stand for him. Ella, what am I going to do? I'm going to pretend I never saw him. So that's the oldest trick in the book, right? I pretend, in this world, nobody will know that I violated an Isser. But really, fear God, why? Because a Kaddish Dover, Shabbat Soleil, is something that is internal in my heart, a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows. So if it's a hidden Isser, then you should still fear God. Why? Because a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows that it's permissible. So Rashi comments on it a little bit. Why does he need to say it? Because I can play a game and say it's really a goy, not a Jew, in order to lend to a Jew with interest. But I think there might be something else to be said. And third of all, my third question on Ribbis is the following. Is the Pasuk says, in the next Pasuk, giving a tam for Ribbis, apparently, because Ani Hashem Elokeichem, because I am God, Asher Hotseisi Eschem Me'eretz Mitzrayim, who took Adam Mitzrayim, Laseis Lachem Es Eretz Kanaan, who gave you Eretz Kanaan, Lios Lachem Elokim. Yitzias Mitzrayim? What's the connection between Yitzias Mitzrayim and Ribbis? I can't lend money with Ribbis. Why not? Because I took Adam Mitzrayim. Why not? I understand Pesach, I understand tefillin, I understand mezuzah, there are a myriad of mitzvahs that connect to Yitzias Mitzrayim. What's the connection between lending with interest and Yitzias Mitzrayim? I would think that there is no connection between those two. Ribbis to me sounds like a ben adam l'chavero mitzvah, and not something that has to do with the Kodesh Baruch Hu taking us out of Egypt. Rashi comments on this and gives an answer. He explains why. Why does that say this? Because just like HaKadosh Baruch was able to distinguish between the tipa of a Jew and of a goy, and he killed only the goy, but not the Jew, so too you should be able to make that distinction in terms of your lending. But perhaps there's another approach that we could share. So I'm thinking a lot about this interest, this idea of Ribbis. And I was learning the fifth parak of Bava Metzia, which is the major focus is all on the halachas of interest. I don't think I've ever had a harder limud in my life is when you go through the fifth parak above Metzia. And the first thing you discover is, where would you find the issur of lending with interest? In the Shulchan Aruch. There are four sections. There's our Chayim, which is the daily activities, Yantif, etc., and how to get up in the morning, Hashkamas HaBoker. There's Choshe Mishpat, which is business, and there's Yoredei, which is the laws of Isser V'Heter, Kashrus, Avelis, Taras Mishpacha, etc., Shechita. And then there's also, there's also Eved Ezer, which is the female issues, the Seder Nashim. But where would you think that the place of Ribbis would be found? A priori, you would think in the business section, right? In Chosh Mishpat, along with Onah, along with all these other halachas of Mecha Chumemker, of purchasing and selling. But where do we find the halachas of interest? Ironically, or interestingly, we find it in Yoredei. So the first clue that it's not like a regular business transaction, but rather it's a something between, it might be a ben adam l'moka, meaning it's literally like kashrus, just like taras mishpacha. Those are found in Yoredei. Similarly, we find the halachas of interest in this particular section. Then I came across this very fascinating gemara, Da Samach Aleph Mabez in Bav Metzia. It says whether or not you have to return. Let's say you lend money with interest, and the guy gives you $11 back for $10. You have to return it. So we have an opinion here of Rav Adar Bar Ahava Makro, Al Tikach Meito Neshech V'Tar B'Tzir Yerasim Elokecha. Don't lend somebody with Neshech and with interest. Yerasim Elokecha. L'mora Nitein V'lo Lishavot. I gave it as, it's a fear, it's L'mora, there's an awe factor, but L'lo Lishavot, you don't have to return it. Why not? You stole money. Or did you steal money? So what is the fundamental iser of ribbis? So there are some Rishonim who allude to this, but I think the idea that permeates ribbis is a fascinating one. And that is the following. Is that in the psukim, they share with you the following. Right? You have to be very, look at the psukim. The psukim say, V'chi yomuch achicha umati yodo imach. If your friend became poor, your brother, I should say, not friend, okay, you should sustain him. He comes to you for money. So what's pshat? There is a, let me ask you this question, right? If your brother, your nephew, your son became destitute and needed a loan, would you charge him interest? Vaday no. When do we charge interest? When they're outside of me, when you're dealing in business with them. But if it's your brother, you need money? Okay, here, take $10. Go buy yourself a can of Coke. Or whatever you're going to do, right? When it's your brother, what does it show that you're not going to lend him with interest? That you're going to lend him with interest, excuse me. What does that show? It shows, number one, I don't view him as a brother. I view him as something outside of myself. And number two, there is what's called the lack of bitachon. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me exactly what I need to survive and to make sure that other people have. I am not the owner of my money. It's called a zuz. Why is it called a zuz? Because what is zuz? A zuz is zaz. It moves. It goes from one person to the other. I am not the owner of my money. I am merely the shomer on my money in a glorified way. Kodesh Baruch Hu is the real owner of everything. So for part one, so it's really a two-part answer. Number one, it's not recognizing that the person is my brother, but it's also a failure in recognizing that a Kaddish Baruch Hu is the one who's in charge. It's a failure in bitachon. It's like Rabbi Friedman gave me a nice marshal when it came to Lashon Hara. Why do we speak Lashon Hara? Would I ever like announce the world and speak badly about my father, my brother, my sister? No, that's within the family. Right? So with a friend, I talk to another friend about it. Why? Because it's outside of the family. Similarly with interest. It's got to be within the family. It's a failure in bitachon. So now let's go through all the questions that we had. What's really the fundamental issue of interest? It's not necessarily lending. The action itself is not objectionable. It's not repulsive. The action of lending somebody with interest is good business acumen, good business sense. But really, where does the issue fall out? It falls out that not identifying that that person is really my brother and a lack of bitachon in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's why it's only usher by a Jew, because it has to have both of those criteria. This is why the Pasuk says, V'yarasim elokecha. Why say V'yarasim elokecha? That's only davar maser lev. That's only something in the heart. You know what? Because you know what the real isser is? The real isser is not in the action of lending 10 for 11. The real prohibition is that I don't have the proper bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he is the one who gave me the money. It's a lack of understanding that this guy is not my brother. It's a failure in midos, so to speak, in my heart, that I am not dealing in this whole avoda as I should. I was given money, and the reason why I was given money was to take care of somebody. It's not mine. If I think, you know, you see people sometimes, you know, the great people, there's different levels of bitachon. Some people go to work, that's it, they go to work, they do the job, and they don't live their work. They don't live to work, they work to live. So, this is the idea here also, that when you have enough money, you should be comfortable with it, and be able to lend it out, that other people can have it for you. Failure to do that is a failure, not in the action, but bitachon. So what's now we understand, what's the connection between that and Yetzias Mitzrayim? What's the connection? Because what was Yetzias Mitzrayim? What did we need for Yetzias Mitzrayim? We walked into the river, into the Yam Suf, excuse me, and we had tremendous bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to help us. Lending some of the money, yeah, I might lose money, but there's bitachon that I'm going to have what I need to survive. The lending of the money with interest is a failure in that bitachon. That's why it's in Yerodeya. It's not a business. It's not a kosher. It's not stealing. It's not taking advantage. It's not any of those ideas that come out in kosher mishpat. It's a communication between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I am not understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to provide for me. I think I have to provide for myself. It's kochi b'otzim yadi. It's a failure to be tachon. That's why we reference Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's why it says V'yatzim Elokecha. And that's why there's no point in returning the money, because I didn't fail the other guy. When Reuven takes money from Shimon, yeah, he needed Reuven. But even Shimon's violating an Isser. Who's violating the Isser? Everybody. The Malveh, the lender, the borrower, the witnesses who see it, the people who write the contract, the Gemara tells us. They're all writing the Isser. Violating the Isser. Why are they all violating the Isser? Because they all showed a lack of bitachon of the structure that Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the money in order to give out, that He gives us enough. If somebody comes to me for tzedakah, for a loan, it should be that I'm able to give him. This is what the Isser of Ribbis is. This is why it's in Yerodeya. And this is why there actually is an Isser of interest. So when you see these psukim, it's very interesting that it comes in Bahar. Bahar comes after Shemitah. Shemitah, of course, we go, oh, Shemitah, we know why we have Shemitah, right? You have to be Baal Bitachon, Kadosh Baruch Hu controls the world, etc. Coming off the heels of that is Ribbis as well. Ribbis, the whole Isser Ribbis, is a failure of Bitachon. It's not necessarily, there is an idea that I'm not treating the person as a family member. Any family member comes alone, of course you take care of him. It has to be Bitachon that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be able to take care of you. This is what we see as we go through the parashiyos of Bahar and Bechukosai, and if we're able to fulfill the mitzvahs of Shemitah and of Ribbis, and we keep them properly, we won't have all the klolos that are given to us in parashiyos Bechukosai. Have a good Shabbos.